your television, while it offers you much information that is of value, offers much, much more information that has very little to do with what any of you are wanting in your life experience. Many of you sit and watch the television simply because it is there, because no other decision has been made. And so watching the television is not so much usually a deliberate act as it is an action by default. Mm-hmm. And in that state of not deliberateness, in that state of no decision, mm-hmm. you are opening yourself to whatever is thrown at you, you mm-hmm. see. And so as you are bombarded literally with stimulation of thought of things that occur all around your world, because you have made no decision about what you are wanting to think about, mm-hmm. you find yourself accepting into your experience through thought many things that you would not have chosen. That is what creating by default is. Giving thought to something without being deliberate about it. Thinking about it, thereby attracting it, whether you want it or not.
Right. How would you tell me to achieve this state of allowing that I'm wanting, in spite of, I'll say, the fact that there are many around me who, from their perspective, are having pain or what I call negatives?
I would suggest to you that you make a decision. A decision that no matter what you are doing in this day, mm-hmm. no matter who you are interacting with, no matter where you are, that your dominant intent will be to look for those things mm-hmm. that you want to see. And as that is your dominant intent, by law of attraction, you will attract only those things that you are wanting, and you will see only those things that you are wanting to see.
Okay.
You will become more selective sifter. You will become more selective attractor. You will become more selective noticer. In the beginning, you will notice some of it because you have set forth some momentum from thoughts and beliefs that have been before this time.
Okay.
But in time, once that has been your intention at the beginning of every day for 30 or 60 days, you will begin to notice that there is very little that is in your life experience that is not to your liking. For your momentum, your thought will have carried you beyond what is now occurring, you see. It is difficult for you to be allowers when you see someone very close to you doing that which threatens you or doing that which threatens someone else.
Right.
And so you say, Abraham, I do not understand what you mean when you say, I can think it away. That through my thoughts, I can deal with it. That no action need be taken. And we say, it is through your thoughts that you invite. But much that you are living today is as a result of thoughts that you have thought before this time. Just as many of the thoughts that you are thinking today, you are projecting into your future, pre-paving your future. And there will be a point in time that you will move to that place and you will then live the results of the thoughts that you are thinking now, just as today you are living the results of the thoughts that you have thought before. Mm-hmm. You are always thinking, and you cannot disconnect your past and your present and your future, for they are all one. They are all tied together with the continuum of thought. And so as you are walking down the street, and you come across a fight. There is a very big bully beating up on a much smaller man. And as you walk closer, you are filled with negative emotion when you say, I'm going to turn my eyes away, I'm going to walk away and pretend like this has not happened. You feel terrible negative emotion because you are not wanting this little one to be hurt. Mm-hmm. And so then you think, well, I will go in and I will help. And then you also feel negative emotion because you are not wanting your own face to be broken or your own life to be taken.
Sure.
And so you say, Abraham, now what do I do? And we say, we agree. In this example, there is not an option that seems to be the perfect one. because you are in the moment having to do so much work because of the lack of prepaving in your past. If in your past, as you began each day, you had intended safety, you had intended harmony, you had intended interacting with those who were in harmony with your intentions, it is our absolute promise to you, you would not now be in this uncomfortable position. And so we say, deal with it in whatever way you choose, but today begin to set forth your thoughts of what you are wanting in the future. And so you will not find yourself walking into another sort of uncomfortable ambush where anywhere you go, it is not comfortable. Until you understand how it is you get what you get, it is very difficult for you to accept the idea of allowing, because there are so many things that you see in this world that you do not like, and you say, how can I allow this injustice? And we say you allow it by recognizing that it is not part of your experience, and that in most cases it is truly not any of your business. It is not your work. It is the creation, it is the attraction, it is the experience of the others. And so rather than trying to control the experiences of all others, which you cannot do no matter how hard you try, instead, intend to control your own participation within those experiences. And by setting forth your clear image of the life you are wanting to live, you will prepave a smooth and pleasant path, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You attract through your thought. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. And so as you give attention to the drivers that are not courteous, you will attract more of them into your experience. As you give your attention to those who are not giving good service, as you are going from business to business, you will begin attracting those sort of experiences unto you. That which you give your attention to, particularly your emotional attention to, is that which you draw into your experience.
I would like to cover a series of what I call everyday real life experiences and have you, if you would, tell me a little bit of how you see the law of allowing applying to these particular conditions. First, as far as our personal health is concerned. I recall in my childhood I had extreme physical illness, and then I reached a stage that I wanted out of that, and so I've had extreme physical health, in essence, ever since then. How does the law of allowing fit in those two situations, from extreme illness to extreme health?
When you have made a decision about something that you are wanting, you have accomplished one half of the equation for the deliberate creation of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have given thought with emotion, which is what wanting is. On the other side of the equation for the deliberate creation is the allowing, or the expecting, the letting it be. And so when you say, I want and I allow, therefore it is, you will be very fast in your creating of whatever it is that you are wanting. You are literally allowing yourself to have by not resisting it, by not pushing it away with other thought. You have heard us say that when you are in the state of allowing, you have not negative emotion.
Right.
State of allowing is freedom from negativity. Therefore, when you have set forth your deliberate intent to have something and you are feeling only positive, no negative emotion about it, then you are in the state of allowing it to be. And then you will have it, you see.
Mm-hmm.